RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi from RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. They are the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and they are the creators of the RVFTA podcast network. They are also the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations, and they have blogged for Good Sam, Camp Jellystone, Jayco, KOA, and Progressive. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Why, thank you so much. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
I'm so glad you decided to join us tonight.
Oh, no problem.
So look, we are the Northeast correspondents for Campground of the Week, and this is our first time going. So are you nervous?
I'm not. I think that we can handle this. I think that we've got this one in the bag. But for our very first Campground of the Week, we wanted to do what many of our correspondents had done, and we wanted to review a campground that is close to our home turf, our sort of home base campground. So where are we going this week?
We are going to Turkey Swamp Park Campground in Freehold, New Jersey. Now, Turkey Swamp Park might not sound pretty, but it is a very pretty campground.
It is lovely. Now, for our listeners who may not be that familiar with the great state of New Jersey, tell them where exactly this campground is located.
Did you say that somewhat sarcastically, the great state of New Jersey?
It's not sarcastic from my end, but I can hear our listeners saying, "What? The state of New Jersey?"
All right, so Turkey Swamp Park Campground is located in the heart of the state of New Jersey. It's located in central New Jersey. It's in a pretty residential neighborhood, and it is just kind of like a neighborhood of Freehold, New Jersey. It's about 17 miles from Monmouth County beaches like Belmar and Asbury Park, and then Princeton is about 45 minutes west. What's also interesting is you're about equidistant from Manhattan and Philadelphia. So depending on traffic, you're about an hour and a half from Manhattan and an hour and a half from Philadelphia. So it can serve as a base camp for those two cities if you're willing to drive a little bit.
Right. And why are we recommending this campground in order to stay here and explore the Central Jersey Shore when it's, say, 15 miles away?
Because there are not many campgrounds in central New Jersey. There are really a dearth of campgrounds in central New Jersey. And we think this is pretty much the only great option. And it is a great option. So because of the price of real estate, as you mentioned, as we were preparing for the show, you don't have a lot of campgrounds around. It's not a viable business in a place where real estate can run in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for
For an empty lot. Exactly. So you are never going to find a campground on the Jersey Shore right on the beach.
No, you won't, unless the state or a county decides to open one up on state land or county land, which is also unlikely. And sadly, we do have an ocean county. We have Island Beach State Park. And we complain all the time there should be a campground there because there's plenty of room for one. And then we have Sandy Hook, to the north.
National Seashore.
National Seashore. No campground there either, which kind of stinks. So Turkey Swamp becomes a default option for exploring the Jersey Shore, and it's a really good option.
It is. It's a really pretty remote, like it feels remote. It feels quiet. It feels like the kind of campground that if you want to unplug a little, kick back, and sort of camp like your parents might have camped a little bit more.
It feels like a great campground from the 1950s or 60s in a sense. I like that you said it's a good campground for kicking back. It's a very relaxing campground. There are lots of options for exploring if you're willing to drive, but if you just want to have a quiet, restful, peaceful, back to nature stay, it's a great spot for that. And some of you are saying back to nature in New Jersey, that's impossible, but it's not.
Now, this campground is run by the Monmouth County Park System. Give our listeners some other details about the campground.
Okay, so it's open from April 1st to November 15th. And we really love the fact that it stays open to November 15th because the vast majority of campgrounds in our part of the Northeast anyway, close the last weekend in October. That's a very traditional close time for our local campgrounds and our regional campgrounds. Turkey Swamp pushes it another 2 weeks past that. And often there's really great foliage then. And this campground is particularly beautiful during peak fall foliage, which is end of October, early November.
Right. So weather can be a little tricky at that time of the year in this area. We can have those beautiful fall days where the temperature gets up to 60, 65 degrees and sunny. But then we can also have the kind of cold and rainy weekends. So if you do get those beautiful fall weekends, this is the perfect place to spend it.
And you make a great point, because in the two weekends at the end of November, the first November weekend, the Turkey Swamp was open. It was warm. It was beautiful. The foliage was popping. It was like a dreamy weekend to be camping, and I have some great photos from that weekend. The next weekend, most of the leaves were down and it was cold. Mm-hmm. So it really is a very much a transitional time at the Jersey Shore. So you might hit it perfectly, you might not, if you want to go that late in the season.
All right, so what about the size of the campground?
I would say this is a medium-sized campground. It has 64 sites, which might make you think that it's a small campground, but it's not that small. And the reason that it's a medium-sized campground with 64 sites is the sites are really, really big. And we'll come back to that in a little bit and talk about those sites.
The bottom line is that it doesn't have that many campsites. 65, you know, yes, that's a medium amount for campgrounds, but they're very spread out. So it's a larger campground, I think, in a way, because the loops are very long and spread out, which is nice.
It's also worth saying that Turkey Swamp Park, the whole park, is gigantic. There's 9 miles of hiking trails. There's a small to medium-sized lake, and the park is open year-round. It's just the campground itself is medium-sized, but it does feel like you're very isolated, and it does feel like you're very much deep in the woods in this campground.
Yeah. So you mentioned that the sites are huge. I think it's also important to clarify that they are all pull-through sites, okay? But not pull-through in the traditional sense, moving from one loop to the next, right? So many pull-throughs, you would pull in on one loop, and then you'd be pointing towards the next loop over, and you would pull out that way. These are not pull-throughs in that way. They're more of pull-offs, where as you're going down the loop, you're going to come to your site. You are going to pull off and keep facing in the same direction. So then the driver's side, that part of your rig, the driver's side part of your rig is going to be facing the loop. The door side of your rig is going to be facing a very large private site behind you.
And that's the highlight of this park. Gigantic sites, private sites. Almost every site is private. You have your own little world there because you're not facing other campers that are stacked up in a row, as Stephanie mentioned. You're usually facing woods. You know, there's woods in between each row, basically. So you have your own little private world, room for the kids to play, room for a very private campground, just room to kick back and relax right on your site. And that's the absolute highlight of this campground. The sites here are like 5 times the size of a private campground site, wouldn't you say?
Sure. So they're huge sites. They're beautiful sites. How much do they cost?
Well, they cost $30 a night if you live in Monmouth County. which most of our listeners probably don't think
our listeners do.
They're $40 a night if for anybody else. So that seems like a little bit high for a county park, and they're all water and electric. Mm-hmm. All the sites are water and electric. They do not have sewer. There is, of course, a dump station there. So the price is, I wouldn't call it cheap for an out-of-county resident, but it's a fair price because I think partly because of how huge your site is. They could literally have twice as many sites there and charge you $30, but who wants that? Give me my big site for $40 a night.
Okay, so how can we reserve them? Do we have to do it ahead of time, or can we show up last minute?
You have to send a carrier pigeon with a note to the ranger's office. It's kind of very old-fashioned. There's not an online booking system, which doesn't bother me because we almost never book online. We always like to call and talk to either a manager or a ranger. So you have to call, and the rangers are very friendly. They're very helpful. They'll help you pick a great site. And you can then either use a credit card or they will accept a check in the mail.
Oh, the check campgrounds.
There are some campgrounds. We're not going to name them. There is a pretty well-known campground in New Jersey that only takes the deposit by check.
You just made a reservation at another campground that only takes a deposit by a check. Because I don't even remember where it is, but you told me the other day, you have to send a check.
The problem is I often get in trouble with those campgrounds and they end up calling weeks later saying, where's the check? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where my checkbook is. I don't use checks. But you can use a credit card. Now, also, take that time to talk to the ranger about the size of your rig. The campground is a little bit hard to maneuver in if you're in a rig that's, say, 30 feet plus. If you're in a bigger rig, some of the cornering is tight, and getting in and out of some of the sites, even though they're huge, it can be a little tight. But the rangers are really knowledgeable. They have good site knowledge about individual sites. Tell them, hey, I got a 35-foot toy hauler. You know, what's a good site for me? And they will help you through that.
Yeah, because whenever we're there, we see very big rigs there. So it's totally possible for huge Class A's, huge toy haulers to be there.
It is. And we have a 33-foot travel trailer. And I had a little trouble cornering on my way out. I kind of went up on a sandbank a little bit. It wasn't that big of a deal, but we have seen, you know, upper 30 feet toy haulers and motorhomes, and they do get in and out of the park just fine. But just ask for a site that's going to fit you nicely.
Now, 52 of these sites are reservable, but they also withhold 12 sites that are never reserved for those first come, first serve people. So there really is always a site for you if you show up,
I think that there basically always is a site open at Turkey Swamp. They leave these 12 sites open, first come, first serve. Maybe on 4th of July or Memorial Day or Labor Day, they all get used. But it's one of those campgrounds you can just almost always get a site at the last second.
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of jump ahead to the nobody's perfect because I feel like it makes sense to mention it here. One of the things that I honestly do not like about some campgrounds is that they have that two-night minimum reservation. Turkey Swamp Park is one of those campgrounds. It really annoys me because sometimes we would like to go out on a Saturday morning, just stay over Saturday night, come back on Sunday. It's a close campground, and you cannot make a reservation to do that. However, you could show up and get one of those held aside sites and just stay for one night. So if you want to stay here for one night, that is your only option to do that.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And the thing is, it's not really a campground you're going to use as a pit stop for one night traveling up and down the East Coast, I don't think, because it's enough off the beaten track.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You wouldn't get off of the turnpike or anything or 95 and come this far off 95.
So most nights, even in the summer, you're going to go and there's going to be 20 to 30 sites open there.
Right. So what other kind of amenities are at this campground?
There are not a whole lot of amenities because it's a county campground. There's an archery range, which we have never used.
Nope, not gonna.
We're not gonna take our boys to the archery range anytime soon because we fear for our lives and we fear for the lives of others.
Yeah.
And we wanna be invited back. We don't wanna go on the naughty list here at Turkey Swamp.
If somebody asked me, would you like to put a bow and arrow in your boys' hands? My answer every time is gonna be nope.
Yeah, it's gonna
pass.
Be no. Now, there are two really nice playgrounds, very nice, large, modern playgrounds. One is right inside the campground, kind of in the middle of the campground. And then there's another one that's outside of the campground, but in the park, closer to the lake. And that playground within the campground is like a hub for activity and for kids playing.
Yeah, this is really one of those things that brings me to feel like this is an old-fashioned kind of campground, because whenever we are there, there are huge groups of kids who do not know each other playing pickup games. I mean, just like hide the football and chase the flag, and our boys just always can run over and join in with this huge just mass of kids playing there, and I really love that.
And they'll play there for hours. And a tip for getting a great site, if you are traveling with kids, there are really nice sites right around the outside of the playground. And if you're traveling with children, we recommend you grab one of those. We will put up a picture with the show notes that shows our boys playing on the playground with our RV right in the background where we could sit and watch them.
And if you're not traveling with kids, we recommend not getting a site that's near that playground.
Right. And let's give a shout out to girl camper Janine Pettit right here, who's like an ambassador for Turkey Swamp Park. And she does rallies there with the girl campers. And she's been camping there for years. And honestly, she got us pumped up and excited to camp at Turkey Swamp, because we were always like, oh, it's right in the backyard, why go there? And she was like, no, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. So she really got us there. And, you know, like if you're traveling, like the girl campers travel, you might want to stay away from the playground.
Yeah, and all the noise that they generate. So.
Another area you should avoid no matter what. There is a nice open field on the other side of the bathhouse. So it's like playground, bathhouse, then open field. And there are some sites that look really nice right alongside that field, because you don't have any neighbors. You're just looking out at the field. But the dump station, you can smell the dump station if there's any kind of a breeze because of where the dump station is located at Turkey Swamp. So when booking a site, say, hey, I don't want to be able to smell the dump station. Put me on a site where I'm not going to be right by that dump station.
Okay, so there's the playgrounds. Okay, there is a snack bar.
I don't think there's a snack bar. The camp store at Turkey Swamp Park, as far as I know, sells one thing. Firewood.
Yeah, that's all it sells.
Yeah. If there's a snack bar, I don't know about it. There are boat rentals.
Right.
So in terms of activities, hopping back to that, you can rent a kayak, a canoe, Stephanie's favorite, paddle boats.
I hate paddle boats. I get tired of paddle boats like 2 minutes after we get on a paddle boat.
The lake at Turkey Swamp is small enough, you might want to consider a paddle boat, because then like you go around the lake once and you'll be exhausted. It's actually very pretty to kayak there. Mm-hmm. But if you were trying to get like a workout out of it, you're going to need to go around the whole lake two or three times.
Yeah, which we do. And I can do that forever. I don't know why paddle boats like wear me out so fast. But geez, I always want to like, okay, I'm done with this.
You're the type of gal that wants to get where she's going.
I don't know. I'll paddle around on a kayak.
It is
not a
pretty lake in terms of seeing birds, in terms of fall foliage. I've gone out really early in the morning for a kayak ride and there was mist coming off the water. So it is really lovely. It's just not that big.
All right. So you can also fish in the lake in addition to renting a canoe or paddle boat.
Kids can fish without a license. If you're an adult, 16 and up, you do need a license. But there's good fishing there. We have taken the boys fishing there. There are occasionally ranger-led activities, not that regularly. There's also an indoor lodge-type room with a fireplace that you can rent out if you're having a group gathering, mm-hmm. or wanting to do something in a more organized way. It wasn't that...
A little pricey.
It was a little pricey because we thought, oh, what a great place to have a rally, and then maybe we could do a seminar or some kind of group dinner in the lodge. And the price was like over $200 right. to rent out the lodge mm-hmm. for the night. It seemed a little high, but it is an option if you want to do a group camping event.
Yeah, you're not getting any bargains in Monmouth County no matter what, and Turkey Swamp Campground
is the only bargain coming out of Monmouth and Ocean County, New Jersey, are our network of podcasts. Which
free.
Are free on iTunes and Stitcher.
All right. So anything else that we need to tell everybody about this campground?
Well, what is your what time of year would you say is the best time of year to go visit Turkey Swamp? I think you and I maybe disagree a little bit on this, but both for good reasons.
Well, I always recommend September for camping near the Jersey Shore. All of the crowds have gone. The kids are back in school. And yet, the weather can be phenomenal and the water can still be warm.
Stephanie is so right. So September at the Jersey Shore is heavenly. Even the first week of October, In September, the ocean can still be 70 degrees, the air temperature is warm, the nights are a bit cooler, and the beaches are empty.
They call it local summer around here.
They call it local summer. So if you're able to travel in September and you want to do a beachy type of trip, I think September at Turkey Swamp would be awesome.
Right.
My favorite time, though, is peak foliage because I like to take pictures and the leaves really do pop. I think there's like birch trees and there's pine trees at Turkey Swamp. It's just a very colorful, colorful campground in the foliage season. And it's so deeply wooded that it's just like you feel you're like in a wonderland to some degree of bright and beautiful colors. But either time is great. September, October, I might avoid the middle of summer when it could get a little hot there.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think we should just break and come back in a second and go over all the great things to do in the region.
All right. We'll be back with all of the activities and food and attractions around Turkey Swamp Park in Freehold, New Jersey.
Since 1968, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together.
Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year warranty.
Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby.
For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. So we just reviewed Turkey Swamp Park Campground in Freehold, New Jersey, and now we want to talk about all of the great things to do in the area. Like we said, there's nothing in the immediate area, say 5 to 10 minutes away, but there are a lot of things to do about half an hour away. So if you go due east, less than half an hour's drive, about 17 miles, you end up at Belmar, okay, one of the famous Jersey Shore beach towns. It's a bit of a party town. If you want to go north or south, there are all kinds of things to do in either direction. So, Stephanie, why don't you take us north of Belmar first and describe some of the cute little towns along the way that you could explore while camping at Turkey Swamp Park.
All right. Well, one of the benefits of camping at Turkey Swamp Park, as a county park, you also get free entry to a wonderful beach to the north of Monmouth County, which is called Seven Presidents Park. It's a beach, but it is a county park also. Now, if you're listening and you're not familiar with New Jersey beaches, they charge to
sometimes up to $10 a person.
Yes, it is. Beaches are not free in New Jersey, so you do have to pay. So this is really a nice perk to camping there.
Some of our listeners from like the West Coast are shocked right now.
They are. They don't even know what to do about this. But so if you go up to Seven Presidents Park, you can spend a beautiful day at the beach up in that area. There's a gorgeous playground, great snack bar. Like, it is the kind of beach area that you could stay in all day long.
Ample parking, which is also included if you show them that camping permit. Parking along the Jersey Shore in the summer can be very tricky, very difficult. So to have that free parking and free beach passes, that's a big perk to camping at Turkey Swamp.
Yeah. Right outside of Seven Presidents Park, too, is super, like, I would say tourist friendly, but it really is a locals area. Like, right there is Strollo's Lighthouse, which
Italian ice is on the planet.
Yeah. So I've been eating at Strollo's Italian ice since I was probably 4 years old. Okay. And we've had so many Strollo's nights together over the course of our lives. It's impossible to count. It really is a place. And it is right outside of that.
And when you see the long line, it's for a reason. It's worth the wait.
Yeah. Wait for it. And you want to get the orange ice with the vanilla ice cream, right? We call that the Jersey Shore creamsicle. All right. You get half and half, and then you get a side of chocolate sprinkles just to dip in every once in a while.
It's important to get the sprinkles on the side.
On the side,
because you don't want them to pollute the ice. You want them just for the ice cream side.
Every once in a while to dip in. Yeah. It's the whole experience. So then right north of that, less than a mile, is Pier Village. And that's going to be one of your areas of like shopping, restaurants, bars, but upscale. And one of our favorite places in Pier Village is The Turning Point.
Great place for breakfast, great place for lunch. Are they open for dinner?
I don't think so, although that might have changed recently, but they never were in the past.
Now, between Belmar and Seven Presidents Beach, there are a couple really famous and adorable Victorian beach towns, both that have very different personalities. So we would recommend that you explore Ocean Grove and Asbury Park, which are right next to each other, but really are like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They're like so different. So why don't we start with Ocean Grove? Because you would hit Ocean Grove first on your way up north. Why would someone want to stop in and maybe spend an afternoon at Ocean Grove or have a meal in Ocean Grove?
Yeah, so Ocean Grove is actually just a historical preservation site in and of itself as a town. It's 1 square mile. And it's full, go ahead, Sian.
Known as God's Square Mile.
God's Square Mile. It is an old Methodist retreat town. Okay.
Still run by the Camp Meeting Association, still run by the Methodist Camp Meeting.
Right. And it is dry. You cannot purchase any alcohol beverages within that town. And up until just decades ago, people still had to drive their cars out of the town on Saturday night and walk back in because no cars were allowed to be in the town on Sundays.
Yeah. I think that changed in 1970. There was a lawsuit over that.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Victorian homes, bed and breakfasts, cute places for lunch, and a really pretty beach if you want to spend the day at the beach there.
Yeah. Concerts at the auditorium, the Great Auditorium as it's called, and also surrounding the Great Auditorium, there is what is called a tent city, which is all of these little wooden framed tents that families have had for decades, generations. They usually get passed down. If you sell them, you sell it at a premium.
There's a long waiting list to get one of these.
Yeah, and they're just literally these little tents on wood frames, and people come down and spend their summers there.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And there is some good entertainment at the auditorium. We've seen Garrison Keillor there twice, Du Prairie Home Companion. We've seen some comedians there. Mm-hmm. Some more nostalgia acts might come by.
Yeah.
You know, like the Beach Boys will pop through every now and then. So there could be a good concert there up at the beach for you to check out. Now, if you want something a little bit younger, hipper, a bit more exciting, a bit more nightlife, you might head to Asbury Park, which has had a major revival over the past 20 years practically. It's been a slow revival, but a lot of the town has come back, at least the downtown area and the area along the boardwalk.
Right. So here you're going to find a lot of local artisans, okay, some galleries, great restaurants, very hip and fresh, okay? That's Asbury right now. And you're also going to get it up on the boardwalk, which is great. You can walk the boardwalk, you can get a wonderful meal, and you can sit there out on the boardwalk and enjoy it with a view of the ocean.
Would you say too hip for our listeners? Painfully hip or just hip enough?
No, it's enjoyably hip. I mean, maybe that's just us because we've always lived in this area, so we've seen it like inch back.
I grew up in Asbury Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen it inch back, and it really is a tremendous story in our area around here. I would also say there's some really great coffee shops in downtown, lots of great restaurants, as Stephanie mentioned, a really big, beautiful beach, and it has more of a cosmopolitan city vibe to the beach than anywhere else along the Jersey Shore.
Sure. If you want to be incredibly authentic, then you're going to have to catch a show at the Stone Pony, okay?
Oh my gosh, go to the Stone Pony, absolutely.
See what's playing there in the summer and go there, you know, that's Bruce's
old stomping grounds, and they have an outdoor stage as well for some of the bigger acts that might come through. And then if you go inside the Stone Pony, you get a lot of local bands and some national acts that come through. I saw the Ramones there the last time they played in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Social Distortion. We've seen all kinds of great shows at the Stone Pony.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you want to go south of Belmar, because remember Belmar, if you go straight from Turkey Swamp Park Campground to the beach, you're going to end up in Belmar. Now, if you wanted to explore south instead, you'd find some charming towns like Manasquan and Point Pleasant Beach. Why would someone want to come and maybe spend an afternoon in Manasquan or spend an evening in Point Pleasant Beach?
Yeah. So Manasquan is sort of traditionally the home of the surf culture along the Central Jersey Shore. So at the inlet, is where most of the local surfers gather.
It's possibly the best surfing break in New Jersey.
Right. So if you want to see people, if the waves are good on a given day, you can walk out at the inlet. You can stand on the rocks there, the jetty that goes out. You can watch really the best local surfers catch waves and enjoy that sort of, you know, side of the Jersey Shore.
Great point. Great point, Stephanie. And you can also walk out along the inlet and get a gorgeous kind of sweeping view of the ocean to the north and to the south. And it's a lovely walk out there on the jetty. Just be careful. Watch your step.
And then downtown Manasquan, along Main Street, has the little shops and boutiques. Now, going south, one more town, you're going to be in Point Pleasant Beach. This is where you want to go if you want boardwalk rides, if you want funnel cake, if you want
mini golf,
right? If you want that Jersey Shore boardwalk experience while staying at Turkey Swamp Park, go to Point Pleasant Beach. It's Jenkinson's. Is the all of the rides. There's Jenkinson's Aquarium. There's the Tiki Bar. You know, you can have your Jersey Shore boardwalk experience.
Yeah, and it's a nice combination of family-friendly and party atmosphere. It doesn't tilt too far in either direction.
Which Seaside to the south does. So you don't want to go to Seaside. You want to go to Point Beach.
Locals call Seaside Sleaside. Okay, so Point Pleasant Beach is definitely a little bit more family-friendly. Now, moving away from the beaches, Great Adventure is also only 15 minutes away from Turkey Swamp. So if you're camping at Turkey Swamp with kids, that's a great option for a really fun day.
Yeah, it's a Six Flags park, and they have the water park too. They have the safari, so you can make a day of that. We have many times growing up, you know, that's a nice little day trip. There's also an outlets mall that's right by Great Adventure that you can visit while you're there.
Right. Now, on the line of shopping there, the Freehold Mall is about 10 minutes away. And it almost sounds crazy to recommend a mall during the Campground of the Week podcast, but there's a specific reason I bring it up. There's like an L.L. Bean superstore there for the outdoor enthusiast. It's a really nice, large L.L. Bean store. It's one of the only ones in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. There's also some good places to eat there, like Bobby Burger. Anything else good to eat at the Freehold Mall?
You know, there are other P.F. Chang's. There are other like of those mall chains that people like, but our boys happen to think Bobby Burgers is like
the bomb.
Because it is. They love Bobby. It is where they choose to like have a birthday dinner or something. They love it. So we end up there because they beg for it. And so we have a special night there. But then Jeremy always has to buy something at L.L. Bean too. So it's sort of a family.
Yeah. So if you're going to go to Turkey Swamp in the fall when the foliage is beautiful and you want to gear up for fall weather and head over to L.L. Bean, it makes a nice night. For the outdoor enthusiast, the Manasquan Reservoir is only 10 minutes away. We really like the Manasquan Reservoir. It's great for hiking, biking, kayaking. There's a really cool indoor nature center for rainy days.
Free. The kids love it. It's one of a local's favorite place to bring their kids. Really nice little environmental engagement there. They show videos and presentations. They bring out the turtles and other natural, you know, wildlife from the area that you can see and learn about. There's a bald eagle's nest that is there in residence. Outside, but they have a camera that's pointed to it so you can see it on the TV in live action. There is a 5-mile loop trail around the reservoir that you can bike or run or, you know, walk.
And it's like for New Jersey, it's slightly hilly. So it is actually pretty fun on mountain bikes and you can get a really nice workout there on a bike. If you're a kayaker and you get bored of the small lake at Turkey Swamp, the reservoir is much larger, much more to explore, and it's really quite pretty to take a kayak ride there.
Yeah, and you can also take a boat ride from the nature center. They sell tickets on like a pontoon boat sort of a setup, and they will take you out onto the reservoir and teach you about the ecology of the area, and they do a really nice job. I think the rangers at Manasquan Reservoir are really hands-on and interactive and friendly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, for the history buff, the Monmouth Battlefield State Park is also just about 10 minutes away from Turkey Swamp Park Campground. So this is a Revolutionary War battlefield. It has walking trails. You can walk out onto the battlefield, and they have an exhibit about the battle and about the Revolutionary War and New Jersey's role in the Revolutionary War. It's a very nice historical exhibit.
It's redone recently and really done nicely too. And again, the rangers there are very interactive in helping to explain the different exhibits and tell you what's going on there. You might also be lucky enough to to see one of the local recreation. What do they call those people that do the reenactments?
The reenactments. We did catch a reenactment there once.
Mm-hmm. They have them regularly on the weekends. The local groups come to practice. So
now, Stephanie, we said this is a spring and fall destination, Turkey Swamp Park, for us anyway. Mm-hmm. What's the best time of year to go?
September.
So you would say September? I would go with late October and fall foliage.
Okay. I happen to love camping at the Jersey Shore in September.
Good point.
I think that the crowds are gone, but the weather is still fantastic.
The ocean's still warm.
But if you're talking about fall camping, it's a gorgeous place to go and to see foliage in October. Well, I'm not going to argue with you
on
that.
I know. I'm glad you disagreed with me, because I think that there's a great point to be made for September and October. You could literally be sitting on the beach in September, swimming in the ocean. It'll be 70 degrees still, and there'll be nobody around because everyone's back at school. If you go late October, Turkey Swamp Park has gorgeous foliage, and we will put up some pictures on the post on campgroundoftheweek.com.
All right. Well, that is our complete review of Turkey Swamp Park in Freehold, New Jersey, and all of the wonderful aspects of the Central Jersey Shore that might be, you know, hidden away off the beaten track a little bit, but we find
our
them.
Home turf.
There are local gems, and we're happy to share them with you.
Thank you so much for that review, Stephanie.
Oh, no problem, Jeremy.
I'll
anytime.
See you at the campground.
You will see me at the campground.
So thanks to Stephanie, and thank you so much to Jayco for sponsoring Campground of the Week. To see their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com.
And you can also find us at rvfamilytravelatlas.com. You can come over and join our forum and chat it up with all of our listeners as they talk about rigs and campgrounds and all of their other fun
and
stuff.
And check out the Girl Camper podcast that comes out on Tuesday, and check out our podcast that comes out every Friday morning.
All right. Talk to you next week.
See you at the campground. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.